Hong Kong agents are banned from selling their products on the mainland, but the mainland travelers can buy policies when they visit the city. According to figures from Hong Kong's Office of the Commissioner of Insurance, mainland visitors bought insurance premiums worth $2.7 billion in the city in the first three quarters of last year, accounting for 22% of new office premiums in Hong Kong in that period. That represents nearly a five-fold increase from 2011. Hong Hao from the local Bochum International Holdings Company believes that cheaper prices and higher returns of insurance products in Hong Kong play a key role in attracting mainland buyers.
Insurance products sold in Hong Kong is in general cheaper than those ones sold in the mainland market. And also, you know, in some extreme cases, we've seen 50% discount between Hong Kong products and the mainland products. For example, in the past 10 years, the average expected return for the Hong Kong insurance product is about 5 to 9%. I think in mainland it's probably less than 5%. And so if you assume that currency exchange rate is stable, then the return of the Hong Kong insurance product here can be a lot more attractive.
Analysts say that insurance products providers in Hong Kong outstrip those offered on the mainland, also in many other aspects, such as product innovation, scope of protection, and the quality of service. Among the attractions of local insurance policies is a wider variety of currency and investment choices, and the city is able to offer products denominated in US and Hong Kong dollars, in addition to the yuan. There is also a wide range of investment choices and terms available there. On the mainland, insurance policies are denominated in yuan and are mainly invested in bank deposits or bonds. However, analyst Hong Hao warns that for investors who want to hedge risks by diversifying investment tools, it is not devoid of danger, especially when it comes to currency fluctuations.
Now, in the past 10 years, the Hong Kong dollar has depreciated against the mainland currency by about 24%. So even if you're getting a more attractive return from the Hong Kong insurance product, you know, you stand to lose 24% over the past five to 10 years. So then that way, you know, from an investment perspective, you may not be able to get the expected yield you're getting from the Hong Kong insurance product after factoring the currency fluctuation.
Hong Kong has seen its insurance market expanding rapidly in recent years. With a population of around 7 million, the city has about 160 insurers, the largest number of authorized insurance companies in Asia. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.